This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brad Holmes, the Lions GM. Of course, Lions just wrapped up, and the whole NFL wrapped up their draft this weekend. And Gator, we're asking people who is the player that I was looking at one of the feedback here we got here, and somebody says, my Rue watch is on for not taking Owusu-Koramoah in round two. Who's the player you're most concerned about them ruining the day? Ruining the day, the Rue watch. That's a good way to put it. You're worried about them not taking a specific player when they were on the board for them. I said I'd read these two tweets. Don Carr 177 says, taking Levi and Owusu-Koramoah in the second round may have been Brad Holmes' first mistake as GM. Later that same night, at M. Pruchnik tweeted us, in my opinion, the Lions undid everything they did yesterday. Holmes' luster is wearing thin. These are two guys that did not approve of day two of the draft. I mean, look, you know, time will tell. This is supposed to be Brad Holmes' strength. Is outside of the first round. Building a draft board that finds players outside. I think I read that they evaluated and decided there were only 138 players that they would select in this draft, which is interesting that they had narrowed that down. There's 259 players drafted, and I think the number was 138 that they had on their final draft board and other players they didn't want. And that's intriguing to me. But that's, you know, that's how Holmes did it. I guess this is Holmes, how he operated in L.A., and that's what they came up with here. And, okay, let's see how it plays itself out. I think it's promising. I think it's very promising.
Well, I think the one that is surprising is that Owusu-Koramoah has slipped as much as he did. And, you know, for all the pre-draft stuff, it's always after the draft is done how narratives change. You know, because we're looking for reasons why things didn't happen. And believe me, I was looking for reasons why Owusu-Koramoah didn't go in the first round, let alone to the Lions there in the second round when they had a chance to get him, and they decided against it. And, you know, everything pre-draft, there weren't many knocks on him. What, that he was a little light? But, boy, he was a sideline-to-sideline guy. There were all these comparisons. Boy, he can play a linebacker. He might even be able to go as a safety. He's an excellent cover linebacker, all these great things. And then he doesn't go. And then when he finally does go, then the talk is, well, you know, he is undersized and there's questions about his speed and he might just be a tweener. And none of this was really brought up beforehand. So it's still a head scratcher.
I guess the only thing I don't know if
but
this
all
arguing
seems passed on him too.
Yeah. I don't know if this is arguing semantics with you, and I'm not trying to argue, because I find myself doing the same thing. You said narratives change. Do narratives change, or do we just find out what the real narrative was? You know what I mean? The real narrative in the league and what was being said in war rooms in 32 places is that this guy isn't as good as the draft gurus thought he was. He might have been a victim of misinformation. This happens all the time. Oh, we love this guy. You don't love that guy. You're telling Mel Kiper you love him because the guy you really love, you want to be on the board. So there's always players that get overhyped because they are a product of misinformation that's being floated out there by the teams themselves. So we could sit here and say, I can't believe so-and-so dropped. Did they really drop, or did we just find out their actual value? We've been sold paper value for months, and we sell it too. But we cannot be fooled into buying into it as fact. The real value of the player plays itself out on draft day in the eyes of 32 teams. Now, it may come down to some teams loved Owusu-Koramoah and would have taken him in the first round, but they, you know, had a higher rated player. But if that higher rated player, he would have been their next pick, and then nobody else had him as, you know, between them and, you know, before they picked again, nobody else had him until he finally went. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it could also be something that we don't know.
What do you mean?
There could be a reason that there was this fall, you know, that may come out later.
Right.
Because this one's a strange one. I mean, everybody had this guy going in the first round. And when you look at linebacker rankings, I mean, just about everybody had him as the second best linebacker in the draft. Some had him even as the best linebacker in the draft. So it's strange to me. I'll just leave it at that, and I'll move on. And I have the vessel in my hand. If you'd like,
oh,
to
do
see
you?
The vessel,
okay, so bring it up on Twitch for people who Gator. Look, I brought it up during our draft night show. Maybe Owusu-Koramoah is around in the second round, but that wasn't when you made the Shoot the Boot Gator Friday, right?
Yes, it was on the show Friday.
Oh, you're going with an old school boot, huh?
Well, I'm going to literally shoot the boot, and the reason I'm going with this one is because this boot's a few years old.
We can't. We really can't make this a habit.
I don't expect it. It's been 10 years or 12 years, whatever it was. But long story short, about 4 years ago, I got this pair of boots, and wasn't long after that the dog destroyed one of the boots.
Okay, so this is the one that's left?
This is the one that's left, and there's a lot of dust on this thing.
All right, if you're not watching, we will have Gator shoot the boot. Let's do it around 140, okay? Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do it coming out of that break before crosstalk?
We should do it right. We should do it at like 148.
Okay, 148. Yeah. 148 today. Gator will shoot the boot, and you'll want to be on Twitch for that. He'll do it live from his home. And you can also see the boot if you go to twitch.tv. If Gator, you want to hold it up again for the people to see it, twitch.tv, and stream the show. Search up 971 The Ticket, and Gator is there with said boot that he will be drinking out of later today. That looks a lot worse than my running shoe, and I'm not sure why. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's
well.
Not.
If you could see it close up, you would say yes.
It's bad, huh?
I can literally write the word beer in the shoe with the dust. Come on, get out of here.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll get around to that a little bit later in the program. So, Champ and Chump Plus, who's the guy you're worried they passed on? From Lucas in Detroit, he writes in, "Hey guys, I definitely wish they would have taken Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, linebacker Notre Dame, especially with their glaring needs at linebacker." John in New Boston says, "Levi and McNeil are both D linemen, but they don't play the same position. Levi's a 3-4 end and McNeil's a nose tackle. They're building a 3-4 defense. Good move to install the defense you want." Well, the upside with Levi and Wuzurike is they played him over. He played a lot of nose tackle at Washington, which isn't where he's projected to be. He's projected to be, you know, away from the center, whether it be a, you know, a three technique or, you know, one of the ends in a 3-4 defense. And he's lightning quick, man. I mean, he is going to give guards problems. He got hurt at the Senior Bowl, and I read some other stuff that said he didn't really have a great pre-draft, which had me maybe cooling a little bit because he seemed to check most of the boxes leading into this thing. His film is impressive because he is so quick. And, you know, I think there's potential there to have him repurposed away from the nose guard position, where I think Owusu-Koramoah could be a great, great player. And did you read his quote? He had the best quote by far.
Which ones? The expletive laden quotes?
Yes. You're going to have to come up with a word to replace the F word and a word to replace the S word. And then I can read it using those replacement words. Okay. Because his quote was a bit over the top. I mean, have you ever been interviewing someone and they just start, like, casually dropping F-bombs?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is what Levi Owusu-Koramoah did.
Just use mess instead of F and stuff instead of S.
Okay.
Make it easy.
All right, his quote is, "I like messing people up." mess instead of F. I like messing people up. I like to get off the line and just put my helmet or my hands on an offensive lineman and mess up an offensive scheme. Mess up an offensive scheme, Gator. Pretty much, I like pushing them back 2-3 yards and just making them feel like, what was the word for S?
Stuff. How about mung?
I like pushing them back 2 or 3 yards and making them feel like mung. So those, that's his actual quote, where he was dropping the F-bomb and the S-bomb. And look, I think he just did it casually, like, course of conversation with talking to a coach behind closed doors or something.
I think that's the character of the guy that they want, clearly. That's the attitude of the guy that they want. And that's fine. I'm fine with it because he fits exactly what they want. And maybe Owusu-Koramoah did not. Maybe he seems more like a choir boy. I don't know. But this guy certainly has attitude. And, yeah, there's a lot to like with Nwuzurike. The thing that's interesting is if you're going to critique him, there's stuff that he needed to work on. And like more pass rushing skills, for instance, and keeping that motor going the whole time and not taking plays off. But maybe those things would have improved this past season, and maybe he would have been a shot top 15 pick if he didn't sit the season out. We don't know. I hope that's the case, but you know, he did take the year off, and that's a knock against guys that take the year off. But guys took the year off, seeing that they did okay in the draft.
Yeah,
you know, just
they did okay.
Look at a couple guys in the top 10 there that took the season off, and
we'll see what happens over the course of time. 248-539-9797. We'll have our champ and chump nominations today at 10:35. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.